This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to ENN. On this, March 18th, 1971, I am Peter Rosenberg. Welcome. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to my friend Michael. Good evening to Don.
I like a lot of guys.
Good evening to myself. Michael K. Good evening to myself again. Oh, this is the Frosty Chino! You know, Don, I haven't heard you laugh at that once. I've been amused by it all day. I really do like it. I'm rarely amused by my – I called for my own drop there because I was so excited. It was like it was an out-of-body experience, the Frosty Chino. And I called for it. I went, you know what? I think something may have just happened there.
Don, are you sending this solution to our problem, Pony Express? Because I didn't get it during the break.
I didn't think I had to.
Yeah, it didn't become clear based on what we all said. There we go. I'd like to say also, good evening to Griffin.
Peter, you got to shave.
And good evening again, Griffin.
You don't look good at all.
I mean, that's just not nice. And lastly, good evening to Andrew.
That is a hot guy.
It just belongs, you know? It just belongs. 12 minutes left to vote. TMKS ESPN on Twitter is where you can find the actual matchups. Now, you may only see a couple listed because I don't want to name names. Anthony, when he put it on Twitter, did it as a thread.
Yeah.
So you may not see them all. You got to follow along the thread to see all 8 matchups.
Yeah, clearly there was an issue we got to correct because there's no reason that there could be one that's got nearly 3,000 votes and one that's got under 2,000. Why wouldn't you vote for every one of them?
It will be corrected tomorrow. We figured out it's a simple thread situation.
Well, look, True TV is hard to find.
Right.
Animal Planet
that's
hard to find. That's where these matchups were.
So we had a Nickelodeon game.
I'm talking right now to everybody involved. We're going to get all of these on CBS simulcast, 8 different boxes. That's how it's going to go down next week. Tomorrow.
Good job, Anthony.
We're going to have it on Paramount Plus. And we'll get to that tomorrow. So you have 10 minutes left, 11 minutes left to go vote TMKS ESPN on Twitter. All right, guys, we're not going to waste any time. We're going to talk about the amazing night that was last night for the New York Rangers and Mika Zibanejad. We're talking about a 9-0 win. We're talking about 6 points in the second period, 3 goals, a natural hat trick, and 3 assists in one period. And we're talking about one man on the call for all of them. Let's go back to last night. Donnie Legee on the call right here on Rangers Radio, 98.7 ESPN.
Passes back out to Lemieux, who scores. Going between the circles to Panarin, who scores. Finds Buchnevich, who scores. The shot they score, deflected in front. Truba, who scores. And now here comes Zibanejad all alone on a breakaway, shorthanded, and scores. Zibanejad, who scores. Touchdown, Rangers. Ryder to Zibanejad, the hat trick. Mika Zibanejad and Hedl, who scores. 9-0 Rangers. The St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Rangers 9 and the Flyers nothing.
What, the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Oh, my God.
Too much?
Beautiful. Michael, what do you think of your friend's work?
I thought he was great. Every call was great. No steppage. It was awesome.
Did you have a little talking to Maloney? Say, hey, sit back here and watch a pro do this.
I don't think Dave's never been a fan of mine.
I don't mean you.
That's not inaccurate.
He's not a fan?
I think he's indifferent to Michael. I think he thinks he's talented and gets along with him, but
not a fan.
I don't think he's all that familiar with his work.
No, just not that familiar. Well, that's different. That's not too bad. Don, what was it like though? Is it ruined by the lack of crowd? How many were there?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. I said it during the broadcast. I said the only thing's missing is a full building because it would have just been nuts. because when Zibanejad scored the hat trick, there were hats. There were quite a few hats for 1,800 people in the building. But there would have probably been a 20-minute delay had that building had 18,000 people in it.
Follow me if you will.
Yes.
A good-looking lid is about $30, maybe more. Guy scores a hat trick, right? You're going to throw your hat on the ice and never get it back again? I wouldn't do it. I was the only kid at Reggie Bar Day. In the opening day after Reggie hit the 3 home runs, they started the Reggie Bar, and they gave out a Reggie Bar to everybody in the stands at Yankee Stadium. And he hit a home run, and everybody was throwing their Reggie Bars on the field. I didn't do it. I ate it. That's what it was there for. Well, I bought a hat to wear it.
That's a quality product, Michael.
Oh, it was tremendous. And the hat I would wear to a Ranger game would be a quality hat.
Now, I've never thrown a hat on the ice as a fan, partially because of what you said. I like the hat that I'm wearing, and because I always had a lot of hair, then I'm walking around with hat head, and it looks awful. But I do think that people, when they go to a game, if they're close to the ice, will bring a hat they're willing to sacrifice to throw onto the ice.
Well, that's a different story. If you have a Fugazi hat, that's fine. But if you have a hat you like and you throw it on the ice, you need your head examined.
One of the most amazing, surreal moments for me, and it was very early in my career calling Ranger games, we were at the Igloo, Peter, the old Igloo, and it was hat night, and Crosby scores a hat trick. Mm-hmm. So everybody got a free hat, and everyone threw the hat on the ice. The game was, like, delayed 20 minutes. I couldn't see the ice. There were so many hats. It was amazing. All these hats just raining down. It was like, I don't know why they would ever have a hat night at a game when you've got Sidney Crosby on the team or Evgeny Malkin or somebody that's really good.
They collected the hats, and they had another hat night.
I was going to say, you might as well, right?
You can't have another hat night.
Why not?
So hold on. You give out the hats. Everyone throws them back that night, and you just throw them in the garbage?
No way. You either send them to an impoverished nation or you have another hat night.
Well, I love the impoverished nation that desperately needs baseball caps with Penguins logos on it.
Well, I mean, you know that some impoverished nation always gets the losing Super Bowl team.
Well, T-shirts and sweatshirts.
You need shirts, Michael.
T-shirts
well,
and
people
sweatshirt.
Need hats, too.
I mean, he's got to block the sun.
By the way, Peter, have you noticed somebody pointed this out on Twitter? Don's sweater matches his hair beautifully.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Let me take a look here.
And the person that tweeted it wanted to give credit to Nancy for it, as if she dresses me.
She does.
She undresses you. Untrue. She undresses you.
Did Nancy pick that sweater?
Yes.
All right. So she dresses you then.
She buys my clothes, but she doesn't lay them out for me.
Oh, you actually go through like matchy-matchy and all that, but she buys them.
I don't put a lot of thought into it.
What do you think of my T-shirt today? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I love the T-shirt. I can't wait to buy mine, and then I love the jacket over it. Terrific.
You only got till Saturday, Don. You only have till Saturday.
So, you remember when you guys said that you would buy my book, Center Stage, which, by the way, you could pre-order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's coming out on June 15th. And my good friend Jack Curry of the Yes Network was listening, and he thought it was really nice that you guys were going to buy a book.
Sure.
And I said, you didn't have to do that. And Jack wrote back, he goes, good friends not only buy a book, he goes, they buy 8 or 9. So you guys buying one is not that big of a deal because Jack said his good friends bought 8 or 9.
I just want to say he's right. That's a nice thing to do, but it's very much words of privilege.
What do you mean?
Not every person who wants to support someone can comp 9 books. What, $200 on books?
Yeah,
now, Don,
you got it.
Wait, I think your only obligation as a friend is to buy, you know, one. But if you're a person of means and can afford 8, 9 books, then, yeah, do that. But it should be what you can afford.
Well, what can you afford, my friend?
But by the way, why? So, hold on. Don has to go buy 10 books to put the money back in his other rich friend's pocket? I don't understand what
No, that has nothing to do with putting money back into my pocket. It's important that the book hits the bestseller list.
So we can have the – I just want to say this right now. I hope your book becomes the New York Times number one bestseller. There is not one thing – I'm very into rankings. As you guys know, I'm into ranking, rating, all of it. Nothing on earth is as fugazi as the New York Times bestseller list. There have been people, books you've never heard of, human beings who've accomplished zero, zilch, nothing. They've written a note in their pocket, dropped it on the ground. It's a New York Times bestseller.
Right. So that said, how embarrassing would it be if he didn't?
Thank you, Don.
Oh, that's a great point. Well, you win. I'll buy it. I can't have you looking like a yo-yo. But I mean, oh, the New York Times bestseller.
You can't buy more than, like, I think the number is 8 or 9. Because if you buy, if I wanted to be a best-selling author and I bought 1,000 books, they don't count it.
They count some. It depends.
But they will not count huge buys like that.
Oh, of what's the number? You know what the number is?
I think I'll find out for sure, but it's not like you could buy, like, because there are rich people that write books and buy 10,000 of them so they can say they're a New York Times bestselling author.
I mean, and those people are just sad.
But they're still a New York Times bestselling author.
Yeah, but how do you take pride in it knowing that that's how you got there?
Most people that are successful in life have manipulated something, please. We're the three that haven't.
Hold on. Did you just say what I think you said?
Yeah.
Don, did he just not back up an argument that I made and he screamed at me about a couple weeks ago?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Don?
No.
Andrew, you remember what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
What was I talking about?
Nobody cares.
It was a big deal. You got very mad at me, and you just backed up my point.
No. You said that all rich people are terrible people.
I said
all billionaires.
I said there's a good chance that billionaires are terrible people.
And I'm just saying successful people, even if you're not a billionaire, even if you're not a millionaire, you've probably done something sketchy to get to that level.
Not me.
It doesn't make you a terrible person. Sketchy. You probably bent the rules a little bit.
But
I did
bend the rules. All right, listen. Bend the rules a little bit is I've sold 9,900 books. All right? And it's 5 minutes away from me not being on the bestseller list of the Times. And I go out and buy the 100 books to get me over the top. That's bending the rules. Going out and buying 10,000 books, that's ridiculous. How do you take any pride in yourself that you accomplished anything?
But there have been political figures that have written books, and then the party that they're affiliated with, the committee, buys like 20,000 books.
Oh, not politicians.
Yeah.
Who would guess this? Now, I got to tell you guys, I'm so confused. Every time I look down at the monitor, and I want your honest truth. I'm going to ask each of you one by one. I can't tell if the mustache looks like somewhat ironically good or pure awful. Don,
you're begging, man.
Don, bad? Bad.
It doesn't look awful because it's combined with the
yeah,
goatee.
See, that's a great point.
If you took the goatee away, you'd look like some slimy, you know, salesman.
But I have to shave it again. I mean, I shaved this goatee yesterday. It's already close to almost matching.
Well, what are you let me ask you. Let's get to the crux of this. What are you trying to prove? You going for the role of Schneider on the reboot of One Day at a Time? What are you doing?
I think he's bored, Michael.
By the way, that was one of the best. Don stepped on you like Dave Maloney. That was one of the great lines you've ever had. Am I trying to go for Schneider on the reboot of One Day at a Time? No. What I'm trying to do
is you're bored.
No. My father has had a lifelong mustache.
But he also, is he bald like you?
Yeah, more bald.
Does Nick have a mustache?
What?
Nick doesn't have a mustache.
No.
And he's a good-looking kid.
So what? That's not the point. The point is, it's a legacy, and I want to show that I can also pull off a mustache like my dad has. So I wanted to give it a couple days and see if somehow, hope against hope, it looks good. And I think
you don't look good at all.
Yeah.
Well, what you have to do to continue your dad's legacy is somehow support a presidential candidate that has no chance to win.
I've done that.
Yes, you have.
2004. I don't want to say which side I rooted for, but it didn't go well.
Well, I mean, that tells you which side you rooted for. We can all figure out who won in 2004.
You don't know. Maybe it was a third party.
Okay.
Were you on the Perot bandwagon back in the day as a fan?
Maybe I was H. Ross P. You don't know.
Well, the other one would be, you know, if you were going with Mondale in 84.
Well, of course I did.
They stopped that fight.
You think my parents magically between McGovern and 84, they were like big Reagan people by 84. Is that what you think?
No, but
big Mondale house. Yeah, I feel bad about what happened there. All right, guys, let's get into some serious business. The Deshaun Watson situation is getting worse and worse. Another lawsuit last night. We are now up to, they believe, as many as 9 cases. Earlier today, we'd heard it was going to be 6 cases against Watson. Now we're hearing 9 cases against Watson. Let's hear from our very own Adam Schefter on Get Up on if there could still be interest in Watson after the report of a third civil suit.
When we talk about teams that would be interested in Deshaun Watson, I think that they also are monitoring the situation, gathering information. They will be in consultation with the NFL office, but I don't think that this is going to deter anybody's interest in Deshaun Watson if they are or considering a trade for him.
I don't understand how that could be. I respect Adam Schefter. I don't understand how that could be. So what you're saying is you don't believe any of the nine women. You're automatically saying that's not true. Because if you think that if there's even a doubt that one of these women could be telling the truth, you would be giving all that draft capital to get a player that could be suspended for a year. I can't believe that doesn't impact at all.
Now, real quick,
if you want Deshaun Watson.
That was after the third suit that Schefter had said this. Not nine.
Oh, so three you could take. Six, I'm no. Just, nine just, for sure.
I want to give full information here, okay?
So what you're saying is there, honestly, and we brought this up earlier in the show, is that it's really to a general manager that signs Watson, it's not really the quality of the person, it's how much he's going to get punished. And we've seen a history of that. Kareem Hunt, right, in Cleveland, we've seen a history of this where it's like, listen, yeah, he may have done this, but the fact is, will he be convicted? No. Will he be suspended? Yes, but not for, you know, longer than maybe 6 weeks. All right. Assess the damage and move forward. So it's not like the quality of person, whether he did it or didn't do it. It's, all right, what's the punishment going to be? How much time is he going to miss? Can I live with that as a team? That I guess that's what they'd be saying.
100%, Don. This is – I got to tell you guys, Michael, tell me what you think. I tweeted this earlier. Maybe you saw it. I think that this Deshaun Watson situation has the makings of a really divisive, huge national story. I really do.
Nine women accusing him of impropriety. I mean, it can't be good.
But when I'm looking online, I am seeing a lot of people, a lot that do not believe these allegations and think that the coincidence between the situation going sour in Houston and this all of a sudden happening, people don't believe it.
And the one thing that is very, very difficult to navigate is to try a person because they're a good person. Like, well, he's never done anything bad before. Well, that's usually the case with somebody who does something bad. They never done be. I'm sorry. I mean, how many times? Well, I live next door to the guy. I never knew that he had 16 people buried right in his basement. I'm not saying that this is the case, but just because he's had this, what seems like a virtuous life up to this point, does not preclude it from having happened.
I agree with you 100%, particularly when it comes to sex-related stuff.
Right.
No one knows what's going on in people's bedrooms. So it's impossible to picture and have an idea because someone's really nice and professional at work that they could do certain things. Who knows? That's a great point. But at the same time, Michael, I'd be sitting here lying, saying that I wasn't surprised that this guy with this reputation went from pristine to, in 36 hours, nine cases against him. It is – I don't know that I recall – like, let me not get political here. Andrew Cuomo, who's under a lot of heat right now, this was not the first time people have alleged bad things about against Andrew Cuomo. If you pay attention to politics, there have been people saying bad things about Andrew Cuomo for a very long time. And then this all came rolling out in one after another. For a kid who had a pristine image, to just – and I'm not saying they're not true. They could all be true. But it's what makes the story so kind of like, wow. And the timing of it.
But it's not like Watson's been around for 30 years like Andrew Cuomo.
Correct.
Mean, the guy's been in the league a few years. We haven't heard anything. It seems like there's no issues. But, you know, still, it's not like he's been around for 30 years and we followed him. And I find it difficult to believe. He seems like he's a really good kid. But I say seems like a really good kid. I don't know him that well.
Nope.
He hasn't been around forever. Hasn't been in the public eye forever. I mean, eventually, if we're going to live in a world where it's you got to let it go. You got to trust the process of the investigation. You have to take these things seriously. You know, this is a problem. Nine women have come forward. As of now, what's it going to be tomorrow? So
it's wild.
And this is going to take a long time. And the draft is right around the corner. So teams that want to trade for him have to really blindly go forward to make a trade thinking that everything is going to end up being okay. Because once the draft is the picks that they can use are coming off the board. Two of the picks that the Jets may use to make a trade with Houston are going to be selected at this year's draft.
There's only one. I'm not just saying this to be controversial. There's only one team that I can see benefiting from this entire situation.
The Texans.
Correct.
That's if he ever gets back on the field and plays.
But again,
because now they could tell him, nobody's offering anything. You're either going to play for us or you're not playing this year.
Correct. The market's completely dry, which, by the way, all of this is what's going to feed the conspiracy theories that go around.
But, all right, but let's talk about that for a second. You don't think that could be, that'll be found out? Like, that's an awful risk for the Texans to take.
Well, hold
on.
For
this lawyer to take, for that matter. I mean, you don't think that this is such high profile that if that were to found out, this guy'd be barred for life. And what would happen to the Texans? They'd be forced to sell the team.
But hold on. But by the way, let's think NCIS here for a second.
All right.
Okay. It being the Texans being involved in this situation does not preclude it from being true. In other words, both could be true. They could know our guy sure has a propensity to go to these massage places. We've heard some weird things. We keep all those things quiet because he's our quarterback. It's not, in other words, there are two, the idea that they planted nine different people to all make up the same story,
right,
about that seems incredibly implausible.
But
the idea that they already knew about it and then opened the door to it, that seems more plausible.
But how do they benefit from it, though, in that case? Now you can't trade them.
But he knows that. You've become damaged goods, pal. Where do you think you're going to go?
But now now this damaged goods guy that you destroyed is now on your team? Now let's go. All right, let's bygones be bygones. Let's go out there and win a Super Bowl.
Listen, again, that's why I think it's probably none of this. But I do think the whole story is absolutely bizarre and really sad. And we will watch it play out over time and see and hopefully get the truth from this. But obviously we need to take these allegations really seriously and hear them play out over time.
Yeah, but guys, one of the reasons that if this did happen, Peter, that so many women are coming forward where in years past they didn't, is because there's an empowerment now. These women still now feel like they have backing where years ago they didn't. And it makes you wonder how many of these things happen where women just didn't feel confident to come forward.
Literally countless amounts.
Because the machine just would gobble them up. But now they feel empowered that their voice is going to be heard.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, let's get into your Drop Madness results. All right. Now, first and foremost, let's give a big shout out to our friends at Wendy's. Very, very excited that we have Wendy's on board for Drop Madness this year. And we'll start out in the... Where the hell's my notes? Oh, here we go. We will start out in the Michael region. The one seed, a big winner.
Don plowed his entire neighborhood yesterday.
That's right. The 16 seed, Finna Slap, didn't have a chance. 84-16 in favor of Don Plowed. We will stay in the K region, where the 9 seed.
I'll scream over you, too.
A big 57-43 upset over OK Boomer.
Boomer. OK Boomer.
So congratulations are in order to the 9 seed. And the 1 seed continuing on. Let's move on, shall we? We head down to the Peter region, where you have the one seed cruising 84-16. Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens, against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee. And
at what point did you know you really messed up?
Oh, you could hear it.
No, I'm telling you, I think I made it all the way through Tennessee. No. It's not right what happened. The 8 seed, Sneeze, advancing.
If the most you could give is $5 for a movie.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
70-30 winners over Pompano Beach. Now, we must head out to the big and dangerous Don region where the 1 seed cruised.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
Don, we have to say goodbye to your 16 seed, who I really enjoyed. Let's say goodbye to Dorito.
I haven't had a Dorito since 2015.
So, sad, but everyone has to move on. Then, the Nether region. The 8-9 matchup.
Did you get both Don
matchups? Oh, sorry, I have the Don 8-9. I apologize, guys. I apologize.
Goodness.
I'm sorry, my order's crazy. Sloppy. I fell apart there. Let's go to the 8-9 in
Sloppy
the
row.
Don region, where we have the big winner, McCaffrey-lessly.
Buccaneers travel to Carolina to take on the Christian McCaffrey-lessly.
Try it again.
Let's do Christian McCaffrey-lessly.
Big winner for McCaffrey-lessly. Congratulations, Don. You've got to feel good about that. But sadly, that means it's the end of the day for the 9 seed eating oranges. So let's wrap things up on day one by heading down to the Nether region where the 1 seed advances.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing.
That could win the tournament.
Well,
that's going to be the matchup against Sniff'em. Sniff'em dead.
Andrew Yelling won 96-4. I would think, Andrew, that's the biggest blowout in the history of this bracket.
I think it might be. I don't know if I've seen one like that.
Now, Andrew, do you take that as a great seeding for Andrew Yelling or a bit of an embarrassment that Evan Washburn was even in the tournament?
No, I have no regrets over Washburn's inclusion. I just think it's a dominant performance by a 1 seed.
It's really the only way Washburn can go down. He's got to be in there, but that's the way you go.
The way this tournament is set up, though, Sniff 'em dead and Andrew cannot be in the championship game. Just in the
it's one of those things.
Yeah,
it's sad. You know, it's like when Duke and UNC match up in the Elite Eight. It's not what you want to see, but it happens, Don. Michael. And then in the 8-9, another big win for Andrew. Were you fully in the nude when Tobias Harris hit that shot?
Oh, man, was I.
We say goodbye to R-Truth. 64-36. The 8 seed, the winner. The first day of Drop Madness complete. It's all brought to you by Wendy's, where quality's our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening.
Sources are telling me more Wendy's deliveries tomorrow for every day of voting. That's unbelievable.
That's not true.
No, not true at all. 1-800-919-3776. Let's talk about all the stuff that we have spoken about. We have a brilliant display out in front of you. Please pick and choose what you'd like. 1-800-919-3776. We take you right up until the next pregame show. It's Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.